How to Tell the Truth. Part 3 of the series, Gay People Back from Frogland, What Will They Do? Written by I'm At My Limit. Read by Frog Show Anon. Marcy's phone buzzes at 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, jolting her from her not daydreams. She's both grateful and annoyed by the distraction. Grateful because, really, she needs to be moving on. Annoyed because, well... She grabs the phone from her bedside table. The screen lights up. The message at the center is from Sasha. If Marcy didn't know that from the contact name, she could have guessed it from the typos. Is it okay to Kofna over, RN, to Burnig your stuff? It reads. Sasha would know what to do about this, right? She's had boyfriends before. She must have gotten them somehow. The differences in Marcy's current predicament are stark and numerous, but this is the best shot she has. Also, she will need her toothbrush back at some point. Yes, you can Kofna over, she texts. Just remember to wait for me out back. The gray typing bubble appears for a second. I got you. Marcy sighs and exits the messaging app. With a flick of her finger, she switches over to her camera roll, scrolling up until she finds that one picture she likes. She hovers over the preview. It's of her friends. She'd taken it while they weren't looking. The picture shows Sasha, curled on the couch and reading a book for once in her life. Anne is pressed next to her, arm extended as she devises a plan to pull the reading glasses from the top of Sasha's head. She zooms in on their pixelated faces. Sasha's always been attractive, but that's no secret. Marcy already knows that much. Anne, though, has always been Anne. Marcy stares at her photo. It's not that her other friend isn't pretty, but Marcy never really noticed it. She never thought of Anne that way before, never imagined kissing her before, the way she assumes everyone does with Sasha. Until, of course, she'd done that, and liked it a whole lot. Which, you know, would change a lot of people's perspective on one of their best friends. She shuts off her phone and drops it onto her bed. It sinks into the plush bed covers. Hopefully Sasha can help her sort this out. It might be easier to explain to her before telling Anne. Marcy gets up and walks to her window. She leans over, pressing her forehead and palms to the glass. Shortly, her eyes catch on the lean figure vaulting herself over the backyard fence with Marcy's unused overnight bag slung over one shoulder. Marcy moves to her room's door, breathes deep, and opens it. Her parents have been too busy to discuss her punishment for getting back late, and she'd like to keep it that way for a couple hours more. They're less likely to say anything if they think she's resting like she told them, which means it's better to go unseen. She creeps down the stairs, ducks under the half wall separating the kitchen from the living room. Her father is at the kitchen table, on his computer. His earbuds are plugged in for his conference call, so he doesn't hear the creak of their back door as Marcy steps out. Sasha's waiting for her at the glass outdoor table they haven't cleaned in years. A smart choice, as it's off to the side and can't be seen from any of the first floor windows. Sasha knows this. She shrugs off Marcy's bag. Hey, she says. I brought you things. Marcy nods and takes the bag from her, setting it down on the table. Her fingers brush along the zipper. So, Sasha starts. What did your... I need to tell you something, Marcy says. Her hands still, and her eyes lock with Sasha's. She bites her lip, and before she can lose the courage, I have a crush on Anne. Sasha freezes, eyes wide, hands suspended in the air where she let go of Marcy's bag. She lets out a breath and slides into one of the rusted iron chairs. That's a hell of a way to start a conversation. Marcy takes the chair next to her. She pushes the bag aside and scoots closer. Sorry. No, it's fine. I mean, I can't say I didn't expect it after watching you literally kiss her. Hard to miss it when you were... Something gets caught in Sasha's throat. She looks away. The back of her hand comes up to cover her mouth. Sitting on my lap, she mumbles. Oh, that's right. Marcy's face heats uncontrollably. Her eyes dart around the yard. In my defense... Her voice comes out breathy. She clears her throat. I also kissed you. And you don't like me, Sasha clarifies. Marcy shrugs. I still feel the same way about you as before. Huh. Sasha looks down at the yellowed glass. Okay, so why are you telling me and not her? I thought you could maybe help me, she tries. Because you've actually, you know, asked people out before. Years ago, Marcy, she says, sounding very irritated. And it was never one of my best friends who I backstabbed and died in front of and killed a god with, and I get it, thank you. But you do realize how this is different from asking out middle school boys to dances, right? Not my area of expertise. I know, I know. Marcy reaches out and grasps Sasha's hands between her own. But please, can't you think of anything that would help? Sasha looks at their hands. She looks into Marcy's eyes. She breaks. Okay, she sighs. I'll try. Marcy pumps her fists. Sasha leans back in the chair, crossing her arms. Okay, she says after a minute. What if you practiced on me first? Marcy tilts her head in confusion. Like we did last night? No! Sasha goes red. I meant asking me out. Like, pretend I'm Anne. Marcy squints her eyes. I don't think I can do that. Try. You're not her. Like, you're both really different. Anne is kind and funny and caring and beautiful. And Sasha is, well, that, but also a bitch. Her cold, hard exterior doesn't match up with Anne's disposition, warm and welcoming. Yeah, she says. That's why it's pretend. I won't even say anything. You just have to act like you're talking to her instead of me, and I can give you constructive criticism when you're through. Marcy keeps quiet, raising a skeptical eyebrow. She doesn't like the sound of constructive criticism coming from Sasha. I don't know. Here. Sasha leans over, grabbing a fallen leaf from the center of the table. She puts it in her hair. Does this help? No. Come on, Marcy, I'm trying. She runs her hands down her face. Just, you wanted this, right? Let me do this. Marcy swallows. She'd expected Sasha to have some kind of actual advice, or at least a more serious attitude. But maybe she's right. Practice will be better than nothing. Okay, Marcy sighs. She straightens up, looking at Sasha, who sits up as well and waits for her to start. Hi, Anne, she chokes out. Hey, Marbles. Sasha drawls, poking Marcy's cheek. Her face burns. Sasha, you said you'd be quiet. She laughs. Her eyes get all squinty. It's kind of cute. Sorry, sorry. Go ahead. Marcy takes a deep breath. So, she starts. Anne, there's something I need or want to tell you. Sasha nods and whispers a good under her breath. Okay. Marcy scratches the back of her neck. So, when we went to that party on Saturday, I sort of realized something because, well, I hadn't... All right, stop, Sasha says. She glances at Marcy's expression. Don't give me that look. I'm helping. She points at her. You're asking her out like you'd ask yourself out. Stop that. What? You're trying to give her all the facts about your feelings. And just likes, you know, feelings. She just feels things. I know, I don't get it either. Marcy focuses on the leaf in Sasha's hair. She can see that, actually. And wouldn't care about the explanation. So, what do I do instead? Just, I don't know. Tell her how you feel about her. She loves that gushy shit, right? Remember when she used to read those dumb magazines? Marcy does. But I don't know how I feel about her. I just know it's different from what I did before. I can't put it into words. Well, that's why you have me to help you figure it out. Start by speaking from the heart. Don't think about what you're saying. Just say it. Marcy squirms in her seat. That sounds like a really good way to just make a fool out of myself. Sasha puts her hand on her shoulder. Love makes us all fools, Marcy, she says, joke solemn. Oh, my frog, shut up! As soon as you start, I will, I promise. Yeah, right. Marcy draws in her breath. Okay, here goes. She takes Sasha's hand and holds it close to her chest. Anne, she says, you're one of my best friends, and I don't want that to change, but I have to tell you how I feel about you. Sasha nods her on. I really like you. Like, in a gay way. You lost it. Sasha deadpans. Yeah, okay, that's my bad. She clears her throat. I like you as more than a friend? That's better. Keep going. I think you're really pretty. She feels the warmth rise in her face. And when I kissed you the other day, it felt like my brain exploded. Sasha snorts. Marcy stops and looks at her, embarrassed. No, that was good. Sasha assures her. She'll think it's cute. If you say so. Marcy quiets, searching for something else to add. There's more she could say about Anne, she thinks, if the situation wasn't so strange. It messes with her head to try and imagine Sasha so intensely herself as somebody else. Come on, Mars, don't think about it too hard. Just say what you feel. All right, but don't make fun of me. She looks up into Sasha's eyes. One of them, at least, is a similar brown-gold color to Anne's. Marcy focuses on that one. It's hard. She likes both of them. You're incredible, Anne, she starts. Somehow, the name feels especially wrong on her tongue this time. She ignores it. I think I'm really lucky to have you no matter what, because you're an amazing person, and you don't believe it, but you are. Marcy runs her thumb over the side of Sasha's hand. You've always been there for me, even when I messed up, and I really mess up sometimes. I'm sort of glad you hold me to that. We can make each other better. Don't think about what you're saying. Just say it. Look at her and say it. I know you get angry with me. I know you get annoyed really easily, and I know I don't always help, but I can tell you care about me anyway, and that's really sweet. Marcy? And you act all mean, even though you're so soft for us, and it's cute how much you don't want to admit it. Sasha moves a hand up to her shoulder. She opens her mouth, but can't get a word in. Marcy's busy looking at the way her bangs frame her face, and her mouth is moving, and she's not thinking about the words. That's good. That's what Sasha wants her to do, and Marcy trusts her. But, I mean, you're obviously a total badass, too. You don't expect your friend to look so good in a suit of armor until she does, right? You're awesome, and really strong, and handsome, too, which helps. And Sasha's hand slips from her grasp and reappears, firm, at her other shoulder. Marcy, she says. As much as I'd love to hear you continue, I think you forgot about what you were supposed to be doing. Only now does Marcy tune back in enough to notice Sasha's grip is shaky. Her face is flushed, very unusual for her. Not a bad look, but unusual. What do you mean? Did I say something wrong? You were supposed to be pretending to confess to Anne, not me. Marcy blinks. Oh. Oh no. She covers her mouth with her hands. Oh no. She gives up and buries her entire face. If it makes you feel any better, Sasha says, patting her back. You did pretty good. If you can come up with all that on the spot, you've definitely got a shot with her. Marcy brings her hands down and looks up at the sky. I am so stupid! She cries, voice thick. Wow, okay, I was trying to compliment you. Just go ahead and refute that, I guess. Marcy groans, loud. Marcy, seriously, you need to chill out. It wasn't even bad, like, if you weren't making it all up. Marcy can't keep it to herself any longer. I wasn't making it up, she says to the clouds. Yeah, sure, you... Sasha chokes on her words. You what? Is there any use denying it? She might as well have handed Sasha a 10-page love poem for all that starstruck rambling. Besides, she's already planning to ruin one friendship. Well, maybe you couldn't tell from me calling you pretty like 20 times in a row, but I may just be a tiny little bit into you, Sash. You only said I was pretty once, and I'm fairly sure you were still talking to Anne. Also, what? Oh, sorry, the rest must have just been in my head. She's preoccupied thinking about the fact Sasha had been paying such thorough attention and ends up missing the change in her expression, from panicked and flustered to more panicked and flustered somehow. Ugh. Marcy puts her forehead on the table, not caring about all the dirt. This is such a mess. I cannot believe I did that. Sasha looks away, quiet for a moment before she speaks. You joking? Is this a joke? You just said you didn't like me like that. Recalling it is almost painful. Marcy winces. Technically, I said my feelings about you haven't changed. And you didn't feel the need to specify what those feelings were? I thought wanting to kiss you was normal. I thought everyone wanted to kiss you. You're a pretty popular cheerleader. I'm not even two of those things anymore. She's got a point. Marcy doubts as many people are interested in the distant, irritable girl she's become. She's not as openly mean to people, but not as powerful and notable either. She's not popular, and she's not a cheerleader. And Marcy still feels she should be, if only to explain why she feels the way she does about her. Maybe this idea of such an otherworldly, status-associated charm has always been just a little bit of an excuse. I told you it was stupid. It's not... Sasha sighs. I mean, yeah, you're an idiot, but you're not stupid for liking me. That's not what I... Marcy backtracks. You mean you're okay with that? Sasha nods. Well, yeah, more than okay, she says. She runs a hand through her hair to straighten it. I don't have a whole speech like you did. Sorry, I didn't expect to tell you. Marcy all but leaps out of her chair to wrap her arms around Sasha. Whoa, okay. Tentative, she hugs back. Marcy had forgotten how much she liked being held like this. Sasha's warm. Her hand rests comfortably at the base of Marcy's neck, holding her head pressed to her shoulder. It's nice, and really unbelievable on both their parts. Sasha's arm curls around, just above her waist. She thinks the feeling spreading through her from every point of contact is terrifying, and wonderful, and amazing, and every other word in the thesaurus that describes happiness in this specific way she's never exactly felt before. And yet, I don't know what to do, she mumbles. About what? Anne. Mercy doesn't want to admit she wishes their third were here. In a baffling sequence of events, this revelation hadn't changed the original feelings that led to it. Their group is off balance without her. It always has been. You wouldn't mind if I still told her I liked her, would you? She jokes. She lets the idea lie with Sasha for half a second before going back on it. Just kidding. I guess I'll have to... Go ahead. Marcy's eyes shoot open. She pulls back from the embrace. I'm sorry? Sasha's not looking at her. She's got her hand to her chin and appears to be thinking something over. Marcy moves to say something, no telling what, but for better or worse, she's interrupted. Wait, on second thought, here's the deal. If you want to date both of us, I get to date both of you, Sasha says, looking very proud of herself for this compromise. But that's... Marcy stops. She mulls over the possibility, dimly aware of the renewed warmth in her face. That's... fine. Good, even. She wouldn't mind sharing. And if Sasha's not opposed... Two girlfriends, she whispers under her breath, still in the midst of pondering it over. Exactly, Sasha agrees. Two girlfriends, she echoes. Her fingertips, light and soft, trail to the side of Marcy's neck. Glad we're on the same page, she says, probably smiling like an idiot. Whatever. She's been enough of an idiot already. It's a deal. She holds out her hand for Sasha to shake, or not really holds out. She has to back up so her hand will even fit in the space between the two of them, which is precisely what makes her realize how little of that there is. And then there's none at all. Sasha comes forward and, instead of shaking her hand, laces their fingers together as she presses a kiss to Marcy's cheek. Untraditional, but Marcy can be lenient. She supposes that such an indicator can work for the sake of this particular agreement. Standing up out of the chair and over her, whatever Sasha is to her now, Marcy reaches to pull the leaf from her hair. She stares at the thing, rolling the stem between her fingers so it flips back and forth. Sasha watches her do it. So then, how are we going to tell her? Marcy asks. Let's see. Sasha plucks the leaf out of her hand and puts it back on the table, centered between the two of them. Okay, so pretend that this is Anne. You're an awful liar. No, I'm not. Anne yells and disappears from the library. Sheets of paper come flying off the desks and curling through the air in her wake, displaced by a gust of air as she walks past. The insistence that she's fine has been unconvincing. Do you think we should follow her? Marcy asks. I'm a little worried. You worry too much, Sasha says, looking at the entryway. She has that twitch in her eyebrows that lets Marcy know she's worried too. If she really wants space right now, we should let her have it. That makes sense. Marcy picks at her jacket sleeves. Should we wait before we tell her? Probably a good idea. Whatever's going on with her, I don't think she needs us giving her another thing to deal with. We'll figure something out. Marcy bumps a shoulder against Sasha's, prompting her to wrap her arm around her from the side. She drums her restless fingers on the table. Anne probably has better things to do than think about her friend's crushes on her. They've been spending a little more time together than usual. Maybe she needs a break. Marcy doesn't want her to feel trapped with them. They'll wait until she's ready to talk. With 5 minutes left in their lunch period, the student a few tables over packs up his things and leaves. And then they're alone. Sasha takes immediate advantage of this. You know, she says, a low voice a whisper next to Marcy's ear. I think I interrupted you yesterday before you could finish what you were saying about me. Or, sorry, about Anne. Later, Marcy replies. It falls on deaf ears. Like, specifically, I'd like some elaboration on the handsome part. Oh, or about how strong you think I am? Marcy sighs. If all goes well, Anne will be with them sometime soon to help her rein Sasha back in when she gets like this. For now, Marcy's on her own. Well, not really. Do you think she likes us back? Marcy's sitting on the edge of her bed, either late at night Thursday or early morning Friday, when the question falls from her mouth. She's not surprised. It's been brewing at the back of her tongue for a few days. Sasha's sitting across from her, backwards on the desk chair. She'd sent Marcy a message saying she'd be stopping by an hour prior. Marcy hadn't questioned it, because part of being grounded meant not having access to her phone. Sasha had shown up anyway, crouching on the tree outside her window and mistaking the glowing green eyes for those of a rabid animal that had got inside. In reality, those had been the product of Marcy's senses, both common and supernatural, shooting into overdrive after registering the human-like shape staring into her room. Sasha hadn't minded the commotion that followed. She said she'd come over because her house was too quiet tonight anyway. A little bruise on the arm from being grabbed and flipped over onto Marcy's floor is nothing. They've been skirting around the obvious conversation ever since then. What makes you think she doesn't? Sasha rests the side of her face atop her arms, folded on the back of the chair. Marcy flops onto the bed, staring at her ceiling.
I don't know, just... what if?
That would suck. Marcy barely hears her, the sinking feeling expands in her chest.
Or what if she only likes one of us?
A sigh comes from the other end of the room. The chair creaks. Then there's a shadow over her. A person standing at the foot of her bed. You're overthinking this.
She ran away from me today, Marcy confesses. After our algebra class, sprinted down the hall as soon as she saw me. I think I'm coming on too strong.
That's stupid. We haven't even said anything yet.
Sasha!
Marcy pushes up onto her elbows.
We kissed her!
Yeah. Sasha holds up her hand for a high five. Marcy does not take the invitation.
I'm being serious.
She looks out the window.
What if we made her uncomfortable?
Did she seem uncomfortable to you? Marcy thinks back to that night with much less reluctance than is probably necessary. Anne had been a lot of things, but she seemed fine. A little jumpy, maybe. Definitely nervous, but uncomfortable. Marcy's known her long enough that she knows how Anne gets when she's uncomfortable. If not confrontational, she does become quick to agree, but only ever to blend in. She'd never been so bold as to do that if she were really in a situation she didn't feel okay with. In fact, when she thinks about it, the signs all point to the opposite. The quiet, content hum in between Anne's words, the languid movement, even seated on a dusty, too firm couch, doing something she couldn't have possibly imagined doing earlier that night, she hadn't expressed any discomfort that Marcy could see. But that's got to be wishful thinking. There has to have been some sign she missed that'll make her feel like a horrible friend for not noticing it when she realizes it. Something that changed in between when Anne broke into smiles and when Marcy closed her eyes to lean in and kiss her. Maybe some untraceable, forced thing in the way Anne kissed her back. That hadn't felt forced. There's the simple truth. It felt like fresh air in that dirty, stuffy back room. A weight off her chest, like her heart hadn't been able to beat quite right until then. Sasha's staring back at her. She's staring, and she has this knowing look on her face because Marcy has essentially proven her right by going silent at her question. I don't want to think about it. Sasha scoffs. Sure you don't. Marcy sits up. You're being annoying. I'm being honest. You can be both. Sasha gives that one some thought.
She gets up and sits down on the bed with a huff. Marcy jumps up as she does and begins pacing the floor, hand to her chin. She loops from the window to the door and back 5 times before Sasha makes any comment. "You look insane."
"What if she felt pressured into it, like she owed us something?"
Marcy mutters to herself.
"No, no, that can't be it, because she could have..."
"Look, Marmar, I'm not saying for sure what it meant to her. I'm just saying she wasn't all grossed out by it, or really opposed whatsoever. So? So she's not gonna, like, stop being friends with us over this. Yeah, she's been acting weird, but I don't know, it's probably just normal weird. I think if she's cool with kissing her friends, she probably won't be weird about them liking her."
"I don't understand the logic there."
Sasha presses her fingers to her temple.
"Literally how? That was the most articulate I've been in weeks." "If she's okay with practice..."
She puts special emphasis on the word practice as she feels it keeps slipping Sasha's mind. "Kissing us, maybe that just means she's incredibly secure in her platonic feelings, and telling her would still make it awkward."
"Well, whatever. We can do awkward."
I guess, but..."
Marcy lets out a loud, horrified gasp. Sasha jumps. "We don't even know if she likes girls!"
She doesn't know how she expects Sasha to react to this very important and shocking piece of information. It could very well be what finally damages her overconfidence. Unrestrained laughter is not what Marcy considers the appropriate reaction. Sasha doubles over. In any other situation, her sharpy, breathy snickering would be infectious. Even in this one, it makes Marcy's heart stutter on reflex.
"Are you serious?"
"Yes! How could...
what? Why would you think..."
Sasha clears her throat. She holds up her fingers and starts to count them off. She's never had a boyfriend or talked about a boy since kindergarten. She literally only ever mentions female celebrities. She was obsessed with that Jamie girl in 5th grade.
"That doesn't mean..."
"Remember when we used to go to the mall together and we'd walk past those ads in front of the lingerie stores and she'd get all freaked out and start walking faster?"
"No."
"Oh, yeah, that's right. You were both doing the same thing." Marcy stares at a section of her carpet. She wants to say she wouldn't have done that. Sasha, unfortunately, isn't done.
"I thought it was really funny when you guys tried to carry on a conversation to distract yourselves."
She barks a laugh.
"Like the time you..."
"Okay, moving on." Marcy claps her hands, attempting to change the subject before her face bursts into flame.
"We're coming back to it," Sasha assures. "But yeah, no, there's no way, and straight."
"Well, I don't know, you're kind of assuming, and I feel like she would have told us."
Sasha's eyebrows dip, darkening the worried shadow over the rest of her face. Fear runs along Marcy's spine.
"Is something wrong?" Sasha asks.
Marcy smooths the front of her shirt. Her hands close around the hem, wringing it into her fists.
"I mean, yeah, I thought it was obvious. I'm worried."
"It is. But you're acting like this is debate club or something. You don't need to prove me wrong. I don't know if it means much, but I am trying to make you feel better."
Marcy stays silent.
"Do you want to talk? I mean, can we?"
She hesitates.
"There's, really nothing to talk about, Sash," she tries.
Her expression dips further, casting her features in shade, stern and unwavering. Marcy swallows her discomfort and sits down next to her. The bed springs squeak. She winces. It's a miracle her parents haven't woken up. Sasha moves closer.
"What's up?" she asks.
There's this specific tone of voice she uses, casual but pressing, paired with concern-laden eyes that betray her real motive. No aggression. Nothing to make Marcy feel she's being blamed. It's a lot like what Anne would do. Maybe they aren't so different.
"I'm, really terrified."
Marcy sort of chuckles. "About how she'll take this. There's a lot on the line, you know?"
No, there isn't. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And you keep getting defensive about your worrying. It's like... Or it makes me feel like you don't want this to work out. She crosses her arms. I just want to know what's going on. I think maybe you're in denial, Marcy blurts. She doesn't know why. She doesn't mean it. I'm not! You're reasonable, Marcy. You know I'm not. She takes a deep breath. If she can deal with all that serious, messed up stuff we did to her and still be our friend, this is nothing. Leaning forward onto her palms, Sasha's eyes cut into her. There's something else. Marcy squirms. Her mouth twists downward. Her heart drums in her chest. She can feel her stomach twist in on itself. Her palms clutch at the ends of her clothing. I'm really scared she won't feel the same. She squeezes her eyes closed. But what do I do if she does? Sasha tilts her head. Okay, maybe it's because you've never done it before, but that's usually when the girlfriend's part happens. No, it's like... She pulls her legs up underneath her. I get that. I just don't know how I'd feel. Because then I'd have to worry she didn't mean it. Anne doesn't lie about things like that, Sasha says, and then regretful. Not anymore. She doesn't look up, stuck in some memory she won't put specific words to as Marcy moves closer. I know. I mean, logically, I know. But I'd still be worried. The rest of it pours out of her before she's convinced herself she's ready to say it. I'd have to wonder whether or not you deserve it. And that's just it. Marcy hugs herself tight, arms squeezing air from lungs, shapes dancing in the inky black of sealed shut eyes. She doesn't need to answer. She doesn't need reassurance. And she doesn't need to explain why she wouldn't deserve something like that. She doesn't need to explain the scars, literal and figurative, abundant and obvious. She doesn't need to remind her who caused them. She doesn't need to remind herself. Sasha's lips are curved upwards, but she isn't smiling. You know you deserve me, though. You've never had to worry about that. Something rises in Marcy's throat. Oh, no, Sasha, that's... It chokes her, and the words are strangled into nothingness. Silence cuts deep into the vulnerable, tender parts of their flesh. But it's just another scar. Another reminder of the ways they can't keep from hurting each other. It's okay. We're both kind of fucked up. I think we deserve each other, too. Marcy thinks she's right. She never worried Sasha would be too good for her. They've always been equals. That's not so wrong, is it? The worst part is that Anne never has been. Either the bumbling girl with a too soft heart and an inexplicable, pointless moral compass, or the endlessly powerful, untouchable beacon shedding light to all their wrongdoings. She doesn't need us. Not anymore. I don't know if I could live with knowing she might realize that one day and... Sasha's hand finds hers. She pulls it into her lap, caressing the back of her knuckles until the tension in her curled fingers dissipates. Worried about getting dumped before you even ask her out? Why am I not surprised? Marcy tries for a lighthearted chuckle. She doesn't make it all the way. Comes out sounding hopeless. She presses their shoulders together. That's still weird. She and Sasha had never been the most affectionate, but she can't say she doesn't like the development. She'd never have thought holding somebody's hand in between classes would have been as big a deal as it is to her. Sasha's group is firm and warm and supportive. It makes most things easier to deal with. Marcy shifts her hand to feel their fingers mesh together. She almost smiles. Maybe, Sasha starts, It's not about what Anne needs. It's about what you want. That sounds a little selfish. It is, yeah. Her other hand is at the back of Marcy's head. I think you're gonna have to live with that. She comes forward to touch their foreheads together. Marcy flinches away, only to be gently held in place. Fingers twine in her hair. She shudders, lets out a rasping, tired sigh, and closes her eyes. Sasha's palm, rough and calloused, is delicate as it travels to her cheek. She pushes down the sob that builds in her throat. She doesn't need any more of Sasha's pity. And Marcy still softens, still latches onto every word when she tells her it'll all be okay. She whispers, and Marcy isn't paying enough attention to listen to anything more than the sound of her voice. "You must be scared too," she says. "Me? Sasha Waybright? Never," Sasha replies, leaving the tremor in her voice to say the rest. "Good. I'm glad." And she is. Just how selfish is it, she wonders, to be glad somebody else is scared so she won't be alone. Minutes tick by on Marcy's clock. She tries not to pay attention to the glowing LED numbers. It's when 1:59 finally flips over to 2 o'clock that Sasha speaks. Her breath is warm against Marcy's cheeks. "It's getting late. I should let you go to sleep." Marcy sits up, disconnecting them save for the hand that lingers at the side of her face. "I stay up later than this all the time," she mumbles. "You need the rest. Big day tomorrow. Or today, I guess." "Tomorrow?" As much as she tries to stop it, apprehension balls inside her, weaves into her chest. Sasha nods. "I'm working on the plan. Try to trust me." Her hand starts to fall. As her fingers graze Marcy's jawline, she spurs into action. Hands held at the outline of Sasha's waist, she surges forward to kiss her goodnight. Sasha startles as they make contact, but lets it happen all the same, steadying herself on Marcy's shoulders. Her eyelashes, dark and thick, brush her cheek as they break away. "Good night," she breathes, close to her ear. She presses another kiss to place just underneath. Marcy giggles, trailing off into a content hum as Sasha burrows into the crook of her neck. She pets the back of her hair. "Is it bad that I wish she was here too? Is that weird?" she hears herself ask. "Nah. I was pretty much thinking the same thing. Feels empty without her. When I'm ungrounded, we should all do something together." Fingertips trace in circles at the base of her neck. "A date, you think? If she wants that." "Hmm." Sasha sits up, brushing herself off. "I think we could work something out." 24 hours and a lot of confusion later, Marcy has to acknowledge the payoff for her efforts. They're in the exact same place as they were before, in much of the same emotionally exhausted, clingy fashion. Only, the emptiness is gone, replaced by the person sandwiched between them, her arms hugged tight around Marcy's midsection. Sasha, resting on her side, balances her head in one of her hands, using the other to comb through the fizzy ends of their friend's... girlfriend's? Hair. Like this, Anne looks exceptionally human. She's looked and acted that way all night. Vulnerable, scared, distracted, confused by the emotions as they swell up in her. It's odd. She's not meek or timid the way she was when Marcy first knew her. She'll likely never be that way again. But she's not acting the way she's come to know her. Strong and leader-like and unafraid. The most shocking part is how afraid she'd been, telling them. It doesn't match up with the idealized and control image Marcy's made up in her head. Anne's just their friend, and for whatever reason, she's
choosing this. She's not going to let go. Through the fabric of her shirt, Marcy can feel the resolve in her muscles. She's not going to tell Sasha she was right. For once, Marcy doubts she'd care. She looks preoccupied, staring down into Anne's mostly closed eyes, blinking slow and smiling like the giant romantic she is. Marcy doesn't want to think about the gestures they'll both be subjected to when she's allowed out of her house. Okay, maybe she does want to think about them. Maybe she's just as much of a dork as Sasha, and she wants to think about everything they'll do together until her head aches. Anne takes her hand. She gingerly draws it close and holds her lips to the knuckles, her eyes shut. Marcy notices her eyebrows pinched together, and her expression subtly changes into one of desperation. At the same time, she breathes deeply, and her shoulders relax. "Everything okay, Anne?" Marcy asks. "Mm-hmm," she hums. "Just thinking." "About us," Sasha whispers, teasing. "Sort of. I just..." She lets Marcy's hand fall away. "You both go through so much, and I don't always... I'm not always gonna know how to help," she mumbles. "I don't think I'll ever understand a lot of it. I don't think I can." She stretches, comes closer so her head lays on Marcy's chest. "I feel like I don't deserve this." Marcy almost laughs. She hopes Anne feels the weight of the sigh that escapes her lungs. "Then you understand more than you think you do." Even now, she wonders how she stumbled her way into this. She falls into thinking she's tricked them somehow. That she's trapped them with her by making them feel bad, or... "Marcy." Her vision comes back into focus. Sasha's up on her knees, arms crossed in front of her chest. "You're doing it again." "Sorry." She looks down at the two of them, thoughtful. "Sit up for a second, Marmer." Marcy tugs at the arms anchoring her to the bed. They don't move.
I can't.
Anne has the audacity to smirk as she pulls tighter. "Let go of her," Sasha requests. "Please."
"You can't tell me what to do."
"Oh, now you're asking for it." In one swift movement, she stands and plucks Anne from the bed, separating them. Ignoring her yelp of indignation, Sasha effortlessly tosses her over her shoulder. "So," she starts, sitting down calmly like Anne isn't attempting to hook an arm around to strangle her. Marcy pushes up next to her, sitting on her hands. "Sorry things got crazy tonight."
"It's okay, Sash. It worked out."
"You look like you're still a little in shock." Her carefree smile falters. She uses her hand to smooth the edges of Marcy's hair.
"I wish you'd both realize I've always... I'll... You're so..."
She grumbles to herself. "I'm still bad at saying it," she says, voice low.
"You don't have to."
"Well, I feel like I do if you both keep saying you don't think you deserve it."
Sasha giggles through her words, high-pitched and girlish even though what she's saying bears all the weight of their self-doubt.
"You should really start coming to therapy with me."
She loosens the grip, letting Anne wriggle out of the hold. Once she's out, she comes back and slots her head above Sasha's shoulder.
"Is that your idea of a first date?"
"What? No, idiot."
She covers Anne's face with her hand and pushes her off. She flails for a moment, then falls back, landing on the bases of her palms. She laughs a little before she quiets, looking at them. Marcy decides she likes the way Anne looks at her. It makes her feel like she's doing something right.
"So here's what I don't understand," Anne says after a moment. "How did you two figure out you, you know?"
She says it all casual, like she's not invested either way, but Marcy sees the way her eyes go wide. She's always been into those overcomplicated romance plots.
Sasha casts her a glance. Marcy takes a long, deep breath before she starts the explanation.